أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا. After discussing the condition of the kuffar, those who do not believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, here Allah ta'ala explains the condition of the murtad. One is a kafir who is born as a non-Muslim, he lives as a non-Muslim, he dies as a non-Muslim. One is a person who accepts Islam or is born in a Muslim home, but then he goes against deen and against Islam. He is called a murtad. A person who was a Muslim and then he gave up Islam is called a murtad. The ruling for both are the same, for the kafir also and the murtad also. In fact, a murtad's condition is worse, that he saw the light of Islam and after that he chose to be in darkness. He saw the right path and he chose to be in the wrong path. So that is even worse. This ayat here refers to the previous ayat with regard to the kuffar, that they are in dalalam ba'ida. They have gone greatly astray. Who are they? They are these people who are this murtadeen. This is one group of the kuffar, of the munafiqeen, who outwardly showed that they are Muslims, but in their hearts they were not Muslims. And their condition is such, and we also must be very careful, and that in any way our condition is not like theirs either. Allah says that these are those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا جُلُوا مُسَلْمَانُ هُوِي. They accepted Islam, or they were born in Muslim homes. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Phir kafir ho gaye. Then they became kafirs. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا. Phir musalman hue. Then they became Muslims again. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Phir kafir ho gaye. Then they became kafirs again. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. Phir barte rahe kufar mein. And then they kept on increasing in their kufar. So this is, in the explanation of this it comes that a person brings iman and he mixes with the people of iman, the Muslims. And he socializes with them, lives with them, makes namaz with them, everything like what they do. Then when he goes to the kufar, he becomes like them. And he behaves like them. So how many of us in our different environments, we also like a chameleon, just changing colors all the time. That way, whichever environment we find, we become like those people. A mu'min is true to one path, the path of Islam and the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He doesn't change colors all the time. He's not like a weathercock that blows with the wind. In whichever direction the wind is blowing, he also goes in that way. Many people openly say also that you must go with the flow. You must go with the people. Don't go against the people. A mu'min is one who stands up against everything and he only believes in Allah and his Rasul, the Akhirah. He doesn't go with the flow. That what people are saying, like that he goes. And these people who are being criticized here are those people who go with the flow. When they are with the believers, they believe like them. They don't go against them. When they are with the kuffar, they believe, they carry on like them. How many of us, when we go for holidays, we go to a soccer match, or we play soccer ourselves, or something, then we behave exactly like they behave. And when we are at the time of namaz and we go to the masjid, then we behave like the Muslims, how they behave. Like a chameleon all the time, changing. So this is a very dangerous condition. This is in particular reference to a certain group of the munafiqeen. But we must also consider, may Allah protect us, protect our children, that we also, according to the company that we get, we just put in that company and we forget our Islam. We hide our Islam. Our Islam is put one away. Now we carry on just as those people carry on. And then their kufr increases, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَادُوا كُفْرًا, and they die in the state of kufr. لَمْ يَكُلِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. To Allah unko hargiz bakhshne wala nahi. Allah will never forgive those people who are like in that condition. This does not mean that if any one of them sincerely accepts Islam and passes away in the state of Iman, that he won't be forgiven. That person will be forgiven with sincerity. But just this outward show that I've accepted Islam, I'm following deen, etc., that is not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. It must be with sincerity from the heart that a person truly and sincerely accepts the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and he brings proper iman and deen. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا وَرْنَا لِكْلَاوِ عُنْكُ رَا. And for such people, Allah does not guide them to righteousness, does not show them the straight path either. So we must be very careful wherever we are. If we are in an environment where we find that we are all alone and the environment is totally against us, we should try and come out of that as soon as possible, immediately. And when we are there, with our heart, we must not join those people. In whatever they are involved in, we must not join them. If our heart is, unfortunately, for whatever reason, we have to be there, but our heart is not there, Allah will regard us as though we are not there. But if our heart is with them, and in fact, even if we are not with the kuffar, but our hearts are with the kuffar, Allah regards us as though we are with the kuffar. So this is a very important. Iman is the most important. And in these days, as we have explained a few times, to read our kalimas sincerely, to learn our kalimas if we have forgotten them again, and to read them sincerely and refresh our iman, to read La ilaha illallah 100 times, even 10 times, but with sincerity. And to read it 100 times won't even take a minute, or just over a minute. But our iman will be protected. May Allah Ta'ala give us the concern for our iman, for our children's iman, our family's iman, the community and the whole ummah, and for whole of mankind. That Allah bless us all with true iman. We live by iman and we die on iman. May Allah bless us with all these realities. Thank you.